This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnan. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. All that tryptophan working off on there supposedly puts you to sleep. I really just think it happens to be the wine, but that's just me. hope everyone had a great holiday and they saw their families and everything was as good as it could be on your Thanksgiving. But here we are, a couple of pasty white computer geeks here in the studio live to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Feel free to get online. The first hour is usually easier than the second. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we will do our best to get to your calls. We're also broadcasting live over on Zuckerberg's Facebook page over at the Meta, almost as bad as the Googleplex.
The Metaverse?
The Metaverse over on WTIC's Facebook page. So if you want to check out the studio and what they've done to the place, it looks great, actually. We don't necessarily make it look any better, but the studio looks great. So feel free to chime in there. You can join us right there on the Facebook page and make any comments or questions. We'll do our best to help you out there as well. So as usual and customary, we have some technology news that we like to bring up. What do you got going there, Dennis?
Well, this involves online tax filing.
Oh, everyone loves filing taxes, Dennis.
Oh, yeah. It's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
And a lot of people do it, of course, now online.
Sure.
They use different services like TaxSlayer, H&R Block, TaxAct, a whole bunch of those. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to make it go a little smoother, a little easier. You can do it all at once at home, right?
Yeah. Nice.
Okay. Well, there is a tiny little problem with that.
Uh-huh.
It involves something that we've talked about before on this show.
Yeah, what is it?
You remember the Metapixel?
Ah, the all-gathering, all-knowing pixel.
Data sucking.
Yes, that companies voluntarily put on their website to go and give Zuck all this information.
Well, they go and give Zuck all that information, but supposedly Zuck gives them back statistics on their visitors, which is why they do it.
Attraction. Even though the website itself knows who visited, because why? Because you logged in and filed your taxes.
Right. You've already got inherent web logs,
right,
that would be telling you the kind of information.
The site itself.
Yeah.
But some reason they put a pixel on it.
Well,
okay, wait, this is a tax filing. So wait a minute, Dennis, what could go wrong if you have a pixel like that on a tax filing site?
Well, what's wrong with it is that people's private financial information has been going to Facebook.
Oh, lovely.
And they've been vacuuming it up, and they've been vacuuming up more than just how much you're paying in taxes.
Okay.
It goes to things like your college debts and how much you're paying in tuition, all kinds of things.
Whatever you would have filled in on the form is being sucked up by this
right.
pixel.
Every single number on every form on every page.
And this is, again, the tax filing folks put this on there to give that to Zuckerberg so he could give it back to them. Even though you're on their site in the first place.
Right.
There's a little lock. Isn't there a little lock when you file that thing? Isn't it all encrypted?
Yes, there is. And it is encrypted. And you know, it's great that Zuckerberg encrypts the data between your computer and his.
Right.
But I didn't necessarily want financial data going to his computer, whether it's encrypted or not.
Well, I guess even in this article, from what you told me a little bit off air, they didn't want it going to him either, right? Some of the stuff the tax folks didn't realize was being sucked over
there
either.
Yeah, their position is that the nature of this was misrepresented to them.
No.
Really?
Zuckerberg, a guy that would create Facebook and a misogynistic approach to rate women's faces in a dorm room would be the guy that might give you some misinformation?
Call me crazy, but I would have considered him a bastion of ethics.
Oh, okay.
But hey, no.
That's just
seriously.
You, huh?
I don't get how the companies were not aware of what was going on. I just don't.
You want to know why?
It's impossible to guess.
So you know
why?
I would tell you they did. And me, it's the same thing as cryptocurrency, right? So if you're going to guess these companies, well, maybe they didn't know. Maybe I would agree with you more. If crypto's a thing, maybe I agree with you, right? These people do not pay attention. They don't have a clue as to how this stuff works. And then some guy in the marketing department said, let's put a pixel on there. And nobody talked to the CIO and said, hey, by the way, how does this pixel work? The marketing guy says, hey, I want to know. I'm too lazy to get the information from my own website. I'll get it from Zuckerberg.
Well, here's the thing. The upshot for them of putting the pixel on their site is that they're getting data back from Facebook about their users.
Right.
And that data comes from somewhere. Hmm. They have to know that this information that they are seeing in their reports and their pretty pictures, and I assume they're getting nice little pie charts that are coming up on their screens that really look good to a marketing crew.
Right.
That data comes from somewhere, and it comes in from what the users are typing on the forms.
Right.
They can't possibly not be aware of that.
I agree.
It just doesn't work for me anyway.
All right. Another news, another cloud news. France says no to Office 365 and Google Workspace in school.
No. You don't say.
They say no. The French Minister of National Education and Youth. That's kind of cool. He's the French Minister of National Education and Youth. Has said that the free versions of Microsoft Office 365 and Google Workspace should not be used in schools. I wonder why. Well, here's why. It's a position that reflects ongoing European concerns about cloud data sovereignty, competition, and privacy. Oh, imagine that. They don't like it just giving all your stuff freely.
Really?
Yes. Now, why? So wait a minute. So if I put my Microsoft 365 for my kid and I do a report, it's on the Microsoft cloud and then Microsoft can read it? Yep. The Googleplex is going to be reading it? Yep. And France doesn't like it? They don't like it.
Well, good for them.
I agree. So any free service offers are therefore in principle excluded from the scope of public procurement. So they are just not allowing this type of stuff. Now, of course, here in America, this is how it all is.
Yeah,
how Microsoft became what they were. And Google, they give it away. And here we are. But France says no. I will put a link up here. You can read this. If you're, you know, it looks like the French are creeped out by the Google Cloud and the Microsoft 365 Cloud, and probably for good reason.
Oh, yeah.
And other news. What do you got there, Dennis?
Some users of iCloud for Windows.
Oh, yeah. I read this
are
story.
Are reporting that they are seeing photos from strangers within their iCloud libraries.
Yes. Other people's pictures.
People's pictures. In other words, accounts are being crossed.
That's not supposed to happen in the cloud.
I know. I mean, in all the brochures, it doesn't say that this can happen.
Now, this is iCloud, which is the Apple iCloud.
It's Apple's cloud, yes.
But it's the Windows users who are seeing this. They're seeing somebody else's Thanksgiving pictures in their iCloud accounts when under the Windows tool.
Right. It looks like an artifact of the specific Windows version of the iCloud software. But you've still got systems that are housed in Silicon Valley that Apple is running.
Right.
And they're still allowing these photos to transit between accounts.
That shouldn't happen, guys. That's not how it's supposed to work.
Not supposed to, no.
So let's just juxtapose this, right? This is the companies, these companies are talking about siloing your business data. These people can't silo your your birthday pictures. Right?
Right.
And there's not even a credentialing here. The data is literally there on somebody else's account.
It's part of the syncing process that's already going on your computer, and suddenly it's pulling down somebody else's photos.
Right. People are reporting like other people's dogs and pictures of their, you know, their vacations that are not theirs in their accounts. Right. That's all we should have to tell you about the cloud and what could happen when it's other people working on your data on other people's servers.
Yeah.
Understand? This is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. These types of problems are going to happen more and more and more. And until basically the wheel turns and everyone's like, I wonder how we can protect our data more securely. Oh, yeah, I could have my own servers.
Isn't that already happening? Don't we have a couple of customers that have moved off of?
They've had to.
365 because of compliance requirements.
They've had to also move their systems off of the cloud for other compliance reasons as far as DFARS and CMMC. You can't have cloud hosted. You can't have your ERP that might be working on a jet fan blade for Pratt sitting on a cloud that where you have no idea where that data is located. So what do you got to do? Have to have it on a local server.
Right.
Now, again, your picture is no big deal, but maybe there's some pictures you wouldn't want to be sharing with just anybody. I don't know. You've heard the fappening was a kind of a nasty thing.
Oh, definitely.
That was a simple hack. All right. In other news. So a lot of gambling going on these days. Everyone likes the apps and they bet on this and bet on that. I prefer to take my friend's money in a friendly poker game. But in this case, DraftKings... The gamblers that are using DraftKings lose $300,000 to credential stuffing.
Whoa.
So, guys, you can't use the same password that you use on your Dunkin' Donuts account or whatever possible cloud-based service you have out there that could ever be impacted, right? Whether it be a LinkedIn, they were impacted where people's credentials were found. When these companies get hacked, Your credentials go on the dark web. So, you logged in as, Bob Smith and your password was ice cream. Well, if you keep using Bob Smith on your draft and your password of ice cream on DraftKings, you just won $1,000 because you bet whatever you bet. And then the guy logs in as you and just takes the money out of your account. Right.
Yeah, and it's gone.
Guys. So obviously you need to turn on two-factor authentication. That would have been helpful. But then, of course, when they did that, they logged in as you and they redirected the 2FA to their own account, right? Because they logged in as you and were able to get connected. So they would actually lock you out after they got in. So turn on 2FA, and then that way you have you could use a password of ice cream a little more comfortably and be a little more safe.
You'd be slightly more safe because most of the time you'd be getting some kind of a ding from an app or your phone.
Right.
When someone's using it.
So basically their account, they say the account was hacked. No. Your account was not hacked. They simply got your username and password and logged into it. That's not hacking.
You handed duplicate keys to somebody else and let them in.
Right. That's called loaning your keys out to your home. So don't be surprised when the TV walks. So we'll put a link up here for you guys to see how, gamblers have a hard enough time out there, making money. And now they've made their money. And someone has taken it out from under them. Use a different password for every cloudy service that you use. And it shouldn't be a password anymore, guys. It needs to be a passphrase.
Correct.
Right? Some long, some long sentence that you'll remember, some saying, add some exclamation points and extra security characters and some numbers along with it. And that's a pretty strong password, and make one for each site you visit.
Right. And the single most important consideration is the length of the password.
Right.
I mean, we talk about throwing in a symbol and a number and all that for complexity.
Right.
But you can have a string of lowercase letters, and if it's like 30 characters long, that's going to be unbreakable.
Right. But if the site is hacked, by a third party,
right.
they will have your phrase. So you yes. can't use the same phrase.
You have to use
everywhere.
Something different in different places. That's, yes.
And turn on 2FA.
Yep, definitely.
If you learn anything today, make sure two-factor authentication is turned on. Make sure you don't use the same password. And so gamblers, I'm sorry you lost your $300,000. You lost it the easy way. It's too sad. So we'll put a link up here for you guys to look at. All right, guys, we're going to get to your calls. Two lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. We are back.
We are back with Charlie Brown Christmas. Oh, it's great stuff.
One of my favorite. Yeah, the Thanksgiving theme. I just think of popcorn and...
I can just listen to
cheese.
This soundtrack.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
All right. Let's go on to your calls, guys. And let's go to Donna, right, on line one. Hey, Donna. Donna, you there? Joanne, sorry, my fault.
Yes, I'm here.
What's going on? You want to give us an update on your Chromebook. You had a weird eyeball showing up on your Chromebook last week, right?
Yes, that is true.
So,
and thank you for posting those articles. They were interesting. But even more helpful,
yeah.
This is not real funny, was finding the mouse under a bunch of stuff.
You had a mouse under a bunch of stuff, like a pile of junk on the desk or something like that?
Yeah.
Well, I seem to remember saying it sounds like the touch is being fired somehow, and
yeah.
that would kind of explain it.
That'll do it.
Yes.
All right.
Well, okay, thank you cool. for helping me find it.
You're welcome, Jared.
Well, yeah, you really had me perplexed. That's for sure. So I'm glad there's an easy explanation.
Yes, I was even more perplexed.
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it. All right, Joanne, that's good.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for checking in.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, you got to make sure that mouse is not encumbered.
There's a nice word.
Yeah. That's not interstitial, but it's close. Let's go to Lynn in Nugatuck. What's going on, Lynn?
Oh, hi. I'm just calling. I have an Android phone. It's 4 years old. My carrier is AT&T. In the past 2 months, I haven't gotten like 7 or 8 texts. Sometimes it rings me like my aunt is calling me and she's not. Once my cousin texted me and it went to my other cousin.
Whoa.
And I went to the diagnostic doctor at the mall in the kiosk. He said the battery was good. Everything was fine. He said, it's just there's a lot of data in the airwaves. So I didn't know if that was true.
Oh, God. Yeah, there's a lot of data.
Oh. All right, that's the funniest thing I've heard on this show in a long time.
I have to apologize.
It's not you we're laughing at.
No,
it's the guy that they're saying
all.
There's a lot of data in their airwaves. He's not wrong. There is. Whew. Oh, yeah. You're right. There is, yes. Wow. So what is he... What does he say you're supposed to do with all the data there? How do you avoid it? Does he tell you you're supposed to put it like in tinfoil? And
oh. No, he didn't. He just said everything was okay, you know.
Oh, sure. But it's not okay, Lynn.
Well,
it's
yeah,
not working
and,
for
and
you.
Can I point out that it has nothing to do with the battery?
No.
I mean, come on.
Oh. So your radio, the little wireless radio, is going to collect the data on the airwaves that's pointing toward you. You have a SIM card that's... That's designed for your receiving of that information. Now, you said it's an old phone, right?
4 years.
That's not that old. That's not that old.
No, 4 years is not too old.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
Oh,
no, it's not.
Oh, that's a good one. I think you need to talk to talk to AT&T. I'm so sorry. Oh, you got to talk to AT&T about this because they clearly have too much data coming to your phone that's not yours, but it's designed by that SIM card. You have an address on your phone. That's supposed to only go to you. So you shouldn't be getting somebody else's text, let's say.
Yeah. That's the point. The problem here is not anything on the phone. It's the carrier that's routing the wrong things to your phone.
Right. Imagine if our phones were that great that they could just scoop everybody's data that's in the airwaves.
But no, see, I'm not getting texts. I'm not getting texts. And my aunt was a call. My aunt was a call to me. I got two times. It was like, oh, Aunt Marie's calling you. And I called her, and she was nowhere near her phone.
So
and she actually says her phone, on her phone rings, and people are saying, why are you calling me?
Hmm.
And she's not.
Gotcha.
I thought maybe she's near a tower or something.
She probably that doesn't matter. It does. It sounds like AT&T's network has got a problem with how they've configured your SIM in your phone, and maybe even in your aunt's phone too. I don't know.
She's AT&T too. Yeah, we both have prepaid phones.
Ah.
I don't know if that's got anything to do with it.
No. It's all a matter of routing. So you're routing data. Everything has an address. In your case, it has a MAC address and a SIM that says send stuff to Lynn. When it goes to this number, and AT&T system is clearly not routing you properly, so your solution is not at the mall. Clearly,
it's the carrier.
It's got to go. You got to go to AT&T and say, "What's going on? Why is my stuff being misrouted?" This can occur on phone numbers these days. I mean, you can have misrouting numbers in old school carriers where you make a phone call and you think it's going to go to the right place and it's not. So it's a routing issue, Lynn, at AT&T. You're going to have to go to an AT&T store and get lucky or call AT&T themselves.
Yeah.
Store is not too helpful. They want to sell, you know, the new phone.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to call them.
AT&T support. And thank you for that this morning. holy moly. I wish we could be more helpful, but it is AT&T's issue.
Definitely.
Okay, because I didn't want to buy a new phone.
No.
You shouldn't have to.
Yeah,
no.
Give them a ring, Lynn, okay?
Okay, good.
All right.
Oh, good. I'm glad it's easier.
Good luck.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thank you very much.
Yep, bye-bye. We'll be right back. And we are back. Just a mellow Saturday morning. Two lines open for you. 860-522-9842. Carolyn's producing this morning. And she was not in last week. Oh. A little under the weather. So we had Matt Sorois, and now Carolyn's bringing us down, keeping us cool on this Saturday morning. After we got ourselves collected after that last call.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we weren't making fun of her.
No, not her.
No. It's the advice that she was giving.
Yeah. It was whoever she was talking to.
And we really pride ourselves never to do that, but that just hit me funny. So yes, there's lots of data in here. Lots of data. Lots of signals. Let's go to your calls and see if we can get your signals straightened out. We're going to go to Richard in Glastonbury. What's happening, Richard?
Well, I got a good one for you.
Uh-oh.
You guys, I only call about every few years, and you guys always have wonderful advice and a great show.
Appreciate it.
But this one is about a 20-year-old visual field machine in a doctor's office.
Okay.
And it runs off of an unknown software, proprietary software.
All right.
Oh, yeah. You won't believe this, but there is a bald eagle flying right by my window with two crows chasing it.
In Glastonbury. Whoa. That's awesome.
In Glastonbury. Holy moly.
Nice.
That is worth stopping. I stop every time I see a bald eagle. That's too cool.
Oh, yeah. That's so rare. Anyway, so what happens is the hard drive's failing inside the machine.
Yeah.
The new machine's $30,000 with a trade-in and on sale.
Mm-hmm.
And you can buy the exact same machine as mine if you can find it for $6,000 with a 6-month warranty.
Right.
Which means, because I asked the guy, I said, what do you mean a 6-month warranty? Because the technicians, they won't offer any more service on it because it's too old, and they also said they can't fix it.
Right.
So he goes, yeah, that means if it breaks, we're taking a chance it won't break, and if it doesn't break, then we win. And
you
if
win.
It does break, we give you your money back.
Right.
It's a great deal. Anyway, so it refused to start up for maybe 2-3 weeks.
Okay.
And then, so that's when I started looking for a new machine. And then I tried it again, and it started perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm thinking, okay, so the hard drive is probably warning me that it's on its last legs.
Yep.
It's a 32-gig hard drive.
32 gigs.
Well, it's going to be a parallel, too.
It is. Very good. It is. So I bought an 80 was the smallest I could find parallel.
Okay.
And got it all chopped up into volumes, got it initialized.
Wow.
And did FAT32 is what the original one is on.
Yeah.
Yep. Nice. Be.
Yeah, so I got it done, and I have the 6, you're going to love this, compact floppy disk drives that holds the proprietary software.
6 of them.
6 of them, yeah. It's very heavy duty, right?
That's,
what is that about?
And compact floppy disks, no less. Ooh.
Yeah.
Exactly. These are CF cards, right? Not compact.
No.
Compact floppy disk.
Yeah, they were a thing in it for a while.
1.44?
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
1.44.
Similar.
They are 1.44?
Similar physical factor.
Yeah.
But it would compress the data on it.
Oh, brother.
And it did it at a hardware level.
This is old stuff.
So you needed it. You needed the drive that would read that compression.
Yep. So it's a 20-year-old, obviously a clinical machine for field of vision.
Right.
And you've got the drive formatted. You've got the old technology. Where's the snag?
Yeah. Well, so I loaded up the four. I loaded up the six discs, and it loaded just fine, no problem. And it refuses to boot because it says disk boot error or no boot drive. So it reads the floppy first, and then it goes to the hard drive, and the hard drive is not showing up.
All right. Is the operating system itself proprietary, or is it running DOS or something?
I have no clue.
I'm wondering if it has something to do with the drive geometry.
Mm, yeah.
And because you don't have an exact match.
Right.
What may be happening is when it boots to the floppy and it's looking for a sector on the hard drive, mm-hmm. it's just not finding what it expects because the way the drive geometry is set up, it's just different.
Right.
And mm-hmm. it's a different sector on the new one.
How did you copy the operating system, Richard? Or did you?
I don't know that I did.
Ah. So do you,
I don't know that I did.
What's on that 32-gig drive? Anything?
Well, here's the scary part. Yeah, it's got data, and it runs, and it still runs in the machine. I took it out, and I figured, I'll clone the damn thing.
Right.
So I took it out. I stuck it in an ancient Acer that I happened to see in the office, and that one, that's also PATA.
Yeah.
Put it in there, started up the computer, and it wouldn't start. It died. So I took out the hard drive, restarted it, and this was with the original hard drive still in the Acer that works great. Restarted it, and it wouldn't start.
Hmm.
So I finally held down the F1 button in desperation, started it up, and now it's running fine again without the second hard drive in it, the one from the visual field machine. So there's something in there that's just not making anything happy.
Yeah. Yeah, being a clinical box, there could be all sorts of stuff in there that we're not aware of.
Yeah.
The operating system may not have been even Windows.
It could have been.
Like an old
matter of fact, well, like it could be a variant of DOS, or it might be a variant of Linux,
right? Mm.
And it might be running like an older kind of bootloader rather than Lilo or something else that's newer.
In some cases, too, these clinical systems actually look for the actual hardware to exist as part of their security. It is part of their licensure. They don't boot when they don't see the hardware they're expecting on purpose.
Yeah, that's a good point too.
Okay.
So you might just be stuck maybe finding, if you can find an exact replica of a 20-year-old 32-gig drive.
I'm sure.
You might
have. Those out there, I'm sure.
So you've got the alternative of the $6,000 refurb, right?
Yeah,
it's the same vintage machine, right?
It's the same exact machine.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you can't find the drive.
Mm-mm. And I talked to one of the service techs who's really, really nice. He was fixing another machine that wasn't working, that was warrantied still. And he said, well, there's a lot of problems. He said, we can't get any parts, so we can't get the drives. We can't get, if the computer inside is bad, we can't get that.
Right.
So I guess the next step is to ask, can these be cloned? Can you clone the hard drive onto some other hard drive?
Yeah, ask him what the operating system even is so you have some clues as to what's on that drive. He might know.
Yeah.
He should know.
Yeah. Yeah, you should know.
Cloning it.
Yeah, and if it's Linux, ask what kind of bootloader it's using, because different versions of Linux can have different bootloaders.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the geometry that Dennis is talking about is a real thing, in that the BIOS itself may not understand what an 80-gig drive is, even though you've partitioned it. It may not physically understand the geometry.
Right.
And those are literally settings, guys, we had to set within a hard drive on the BIOS to tell it, hey, buddy, you've got this type of drive inside you. And it may not understand your drive.
And unless you know exactly what those settings are, you're out of luck?
Correct, right? Because you're going to put the settings in as an 80 gig. You're not going to put it in as a 32.
You have to change the BIOS settings to match the drive that's in there. But
did he do that, though, Richard?
Well,
did you do that?
Did you do that?
I don't know how I can do that. That's the problem.
I can't access
the BIOS inside the machine because it has a keyboard, but it doesn't have
F10 delete, F12, F2 while it boots.
Wait, let me write this stuff down.
You're just going to take a shot. We're just guessing.
Yeah, that's fine by me.
Yeah, these are all speculations that are on our part.
Sometimes just holding a key down and the system's going to say, hey, press this to get into the settings.
That's true. Just force a keyboard error.
Okay.
You want to get in there. So you're going to need to find out, though, what the drive geometry settings are of the 80 gig drive that you have to put in for the 32 gig.
And you can look up those stats for the drive, generally. Okay. You'll have to Google it, but it will tell you how many heads and how many platters.
How many heads, platters, and sectors per track.
And sectors per track, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, this sounds like a nightmare.
It does. I would almost, if I was, you know, if you were a client, I would tell you to probably get the refurb and just add 5% to everybody's field of vision cost.
Obviously, you don't know how it works in medicine. You don't add anything to anybody anymore.
No, I hear you. No, trust me. I know how it works. I know what you mean.
Oh, it's brutal.
It's brutal.
You know what the best part is? Mm. You know, you get something, get some procedure or whatever done, and you get the bill, and it says, well, your doctor charged you, you know, $500,000 for that procedure with the hospitalization and everything. And if you look somewhere in there, it'll tell you, and here's what we paid them.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
This little tiny fraction.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
No, we know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You got some things to try, but it's 20 years old.
I know. Yeah. I'm just trying to eke another year or two out of the damn thing, and then that's it. So.
We'll yeah. See. What do you mean that's it? Okay, are you retiring and leaving to Florida like everybody else, Richard?
I'd love to. I've got grandchildren down there.
Oh, there you go.
You're going to be
that
pulled
down.
That would
be down. Fun. Yeah, that would be fun. Yeah, they tell me it was 80 degrees down there yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of heartbreaking. But,
a little bit.
Yeah, they said it was cold.
Well, that is cold for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, too cold to go in the pool, Grandpa. So I said, okay, you know, 80, that's chilling. So
nice.
Yeah, really. Okay.
All right, Richard.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate your help.
We do appreciate you calling.
Yeah, thank you. Us know how it goes.
Well, I'll let you know if I get any spare, like, airwaves coming through, you know.
Sounds good. Yes, extra data in the airwaves. Don't get that going. Don't get us going again.
No.
That's what I need.
All right, take it easy.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Oh, the signals in the airwaves. That's what you get when you go to the mall for advice. But, again, there's probably some good people there, too, that can give you good advice. But, and the thing that Richard's dealing with, though, getting back to his issue, 20-year-old clinical device. We see this a lot in our client base. It could also be a machine that's attached to a laser welder, right? Some sort of plasma welder you've used for the past 20 years. And you're like, hey, Eric, I need you to back this up. I'm like, okay, we'll back it up. But what are you going to put it on when we restore it? Because there's no 20-year-old hardware that'll see it. Yeah. Oh, but this actually produces 50% of our revenue. Okay. That's a lot to be betting on a 20-year-old Windows XP computer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing in any of these things. You're trying to eke out that life. 20 years is a long time for any kind of computer. I do agree with most folks that this planned obsolescence of every 3 to 6 years is crazy, right?
Yes.
But 20 years, you've definitely gotten your value.
Right.
And so you at some point, you're going to get stuck, and you either no longer can use that tool anymore. In this case, in the case of this plasma welder, you'll no longer make 50% of your revenue anymore welding parts until you find the alternative.
Hard drives only last a certain amount of time, but even motherboards can age.
Oh, motherboards, and 20, capacitors.
20 years old for a motherboard is pretty good.
It very, very well is. All right, we're going to step out for a quick break before Carolyn yells at me. Scott, Andy, and Karen, and One Line's ringing. We'll be right back after this. And we are back. This is Computer Talk. You guys joined us early today. Maybe it's because Carolyn's in the house. I don't know. Lines are all jammed up, so we appreciate that. It gives us something to do. Otherwise, we'd be talking about our kids and our cats, and that's kind of boring. Let's go to Scott in East Hartford. Doesn't make good radio, does it, Dennis?
No, not at all.
What's going on, Scott?
Well, I have a Dell computer I bought this year.
Yep.
I'm trying to hook up printed to it.
Yeah.
Somehow, no matter where I try, I can't get connected and print some plain documents from my computer.
You can't print any documents. And when you say you hook it up, are you connecting it with a USB cable or are you connecting it wirelessly?
I'm using a USB cable.
Okay. And do you do a test page? Does the test page work at all?
I didn't see a test page come out. No, I didn't see that either. But I'm going through all the steps, like going down to settings, which says Bluetooth devices, and I said add printer. When I hit that, it scans for something, never picks up the fact I have a HP hooked up to it.
If you use a USB cable, you don't need to connect it with Bluetooth.
Right.
Okay, that's good. All right.
Yeah, that's just redundant.
That'll get it confused.
Absolutely.
That's my thought, too. And usually, on the old computer I had before this one, if I plugged in the cable, it automatically detected the fact there's a unit connected up to it.
Right.
And then it would pull up the software and say, set as default, and I say yes, and they're all set. This one's not doing that.
Right. You just want to go ahead and add a printer. So you want to go type in, what are you running, Windows 10?
Correct. Windows 10.
Yeah, lower left-hand corner, you should type
control
in.
Control panel. Yeah. Or just type control, and it will show control panel when you run that.
And then add a printer, and it's going to be a local printer. And it should be, make sure the printer's on.
All right.
And it should detect it.
Okay.
We promise. You seem skeptical.
No. Well, I'm writing down notes at the same time you're saying that, but okay, that sounds good.
Just kidding you.
I've tried so many things already that works. I'll be, thank you very much for your advice. Yeah.
Well, we hope we're pretty confident it should work. The Bluetooth was definitely the wrong track.
Right.
That's for sure. Okay, all right.
Yeah, Bluetooth is for wireless. Well, not it's a type of wireless.
It's different from Wi-Fi, but it is a wireless technology.
It's one of the other signals in the air.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll go to the control panel and then go to select add printer and go from there.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay, I'll give that a try. Thank you.
Now, Scott, this is a brand new printer, right?
Oh no, the printer's probably about 3 years old.
Okay, the make and model of the printer. If you go out to the manufacturer's website and download the drivers, it might even have a tool for you. To help you install it.
Right.
If this advice doesn't work.
That might work. Okay. HP DeskJet 2548.
Oh, yeah. They'll have an installer for that. So that would be your second try after what we suggest.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. That's
good. Shot. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I think about it. You know, your phone's got near-field communications. It's a different type of signal. Bluetooth, which is a different type of signal. Wi-Fi, different type of signal.
And cellular.
Just the phone itself has four radios.
Four different Yes.
Receivers in it.
Yep. Transceivers.
That's true. Lots of signals in the air. Lots and lots and lots. I'm going to go to Andy in Bristol. What's going on, Andy?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Time to upgrade the laptop and been hunting online, and they just don't seem to make them with optical drives anymore. So where's the best place to go to find them or do an online build to get one?
Do you need to use an optical drive all the time, Andy?
Yeah, more often than not.
Okay. So it's going to be hard to find them. There are probably some builds that have optical drives in them. Maybe ASUS has them, maybe Acer. The bigger brands like HP and Dell probably don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really don't. Dell does have one, and it's kind of a lunk.
A lunk?
He means a big, heavy one.
Well, yeah. The beauty of having the no optical drive is you can thin out the case.
You can thin the case and keep it lightweight.
So usually folks who really need an optical drive in a laptop just use an external one.
Yeah, right. USB.
So that'd be the way around it. But ASUS probably might have one. Acer, those companies are maybe a little more configurable.
You know who else might? It might be Lenovo.
Lenovo. There's also another company that always... That took over Toshiba. Toshiba, by the way, was the company that actually started the laptop business. They are no longer making laptops, and there's a third party that I will find after the break that also might give you that customizable option. I just can't think of the name of the company.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
All right, Andy, good luck.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. So getting an optical disc on a laptop
is... it's getting very, very hard these days.
Very, very. All right, let's move on to Karen in South Windsor. What's happening, Karen?
Hey there, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Good. I have a payroll system for my son for his PCAs. He's a disabled. And he hires PCAs to come into the house. So we have a system that I've been using on my webpage on my computer for years. They had an update last week, and I can't get onto the website any longer. It, on their email that says about their upgrade, it does say, if you can't get on, go into, delete your history, blah, 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 blah. I have tried everything, and I can't get back into this website, and I don't know what the problem is.
Hmm.
I can get everywhere else.
Yep.
And I have, you know, when I type in the beginning of the website, it's there, and I hit it, and it just spins and spins and spins to the login screen.
Mm-hmm.
And then even when it comes onto the login screen, it's kind of like almost looks like it's, like usually there's just a thing that comes up in the middle. It has my code, my name, and then I have a password. This is like almost like when it's almost what a page looks like when you're in safe mode. If it makes any sense.
The underlying code you're seeing.
Yeah, everything's over to the right, and then when I hit this thing that says... like it just gives me all the codes and some things are in red. It makes no sense to me.
What's your browser?
I don't know.
Karen.
I even tried my change. It's Chrome because that's the preferred browser for that site, and they tell you that.
You might want to try Edge.
Edge? I tried Edge.
Okay, and yeah, same result or something different?
Nope, same result.
Have you tried it on your cell phone?
Yes, and I've had. Well, I did get into my cell phone last week to do payroll because you have to check in before Mondays and do and I have to check their hours and I have to confirm and I have to approve everything, and I was able to do that on my phone, and now even when I get on my phone, it gives me a hard time. So it's almost like once I go there, it won't let me go back. And I don't know if it's just their website.
Is this happening in the same space? Are you're in the same home as your son doing this?
Yes.
All right. Have you tried it outside?
No.
I'm blaming the firewall.
Try it out. Go on your cellular and go outside and try it on the phone just to see what you get.
Not on the Wi-Fi.
But on cellular connection.
I did just get, Cox just came and redid our Wi-Fi was dying, our cable box. So they did come and replace all that last week. Would that make a difference?
Well, this is when it all happened, right?
Yeah, everything kind of happened when they came, but all my other sites work.
Yeah, no, it's probably nothing they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everything else works on my computer.
Everything.
I can go to their corporate page.
Yep.
The website Sandata is what it is. I can go to their corporate page.
All right.
And I kind of sent them an email, like, what the hell's going on? I can't get it from any of my things.
So, Karen, we're coming up against a heartbreak. Hang on one sec, and we'll try to get back to you.
Thanks.
All right, we'll be right back.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.